Right. Good Erev Shabbos. Today's shiur is Daf Nun Ches at Maseches Kedushin as we finish up the second perek in the Masechta. We are still discussing the Mishnah from earlier from Daf Nun Vav Mevez, which discussed if you're Mekadesh with all different types of Yisuri Hanah, that the marriage does not work. So we discussed the second to last one we started to discuss yesterday was Basa B'Chalav. Basa B'Chalav is according to what we paskin, the Gemara quoted it was a machlokas tanaim, but according to what we paskin, it is aser behana, it's aser bachila, aser behana, and aser lavashal itself. You can't even create the basar bechalav. So I mentioned yesterday there is a Rambam. So the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos in Krisus in the third perek says v'yesh v'dvareinu eile nekuda nifla'a na'ir aleha. There is an nekuda nifla that I would like to be meir and bring up with you. Shefishu mafteach le'inyanim rabim nosaf l'mash yesh ba meduyak ha'imidiyak ha'inyan. It's very important, which many people do not know, says the Rambam. V'himin ha'yadua. As we know, says the Rambam, basa b'chalav is aser b'hana. V'hachelev derech mashal mutar b'hana. But let's say non-kosher fat, chelev, that is mutar b'hana. V'im bishal chelev b'chalav, what's the halach if you cook chelev with chalav? So you would think, says the Rambam, that iser chal al iser in that case. Even though usually we paskin ein iser chal al iser, once something is aser, it can't become more aser, because it's already aser, but there are three exceptions to the rule. Iser kolel, iser mosif, iser basachas. If basachas, if the iser are chal at the same time, then they can be chal. If it's more inclusive, or in terms of its iser, or in terms of the people it includes, so that it can be chal. So you would have thought, says the Rambam, that if you cook chelev in milk, so then it becomes aser because of basa b'chalav also, because chelev is only aser b'achila, and basa b'chalav is aser b'hana. So you would think that chelev becomes aser b'hana as well. B'yo, so iser mosif, that's what you would have thought, and the answer is it doesn't. Why not? V'hachuvah l'kach, says the Rambam, shebasa b'chalav lo ne'aser b'hana elamachmas sha'aser akasa b'achilaso. The iser hana basa b'chalav at root flows from its iser achila. And therefore, and you even learn it out from the Lashon of Levas, it's all the same Lashon in the Torah, L'savash al-gadi, l'fi ha'klal shem yarnu, sh'kol sh'naser b'achila naser lehanosbo, achifer l'chal ha'katsuv, ve'en l'cha pasak osar achilasu pasak osar lehanosbo. It's not two separate isurim within basa b'chalav. There's the isur hanoa as flowing from the isur achila. El ha'shnei ha'dvarim yachad heim asur basa b'chalav. And therefore, once we say eight isur chal al isur, lo yachul isur basa b'chalav al isur nevela. Right, the same thing. If you have nevela, that's only aser ba'achila that you cook with chalav. Etc. That's the Rambam's nekuda nifla, that the iser hana of basa b'chalav is not a separate entity, but it really flows from the iser achila, and therefore by iser achal iser, it's considered iser achila first and foremost, and therefore it won't be chal on another iser achila. V'havenin yizeh ki hi makom taus. Remember this Nakuta. That's the Rambam Shita in the Pirush Mishnayos in Krisus. That was one point. And then the last point we mentioned, we got into Chulin Shanishchatu Ba'azara. So let's read that again. Two times. Minani Mili. How do I know that Chulin Shanishchatu Ba'azara is Asur Ba'ana'a? The Torah is very clear about the opposite, shchute chutz, which we're going to learn. So can you learn one from the other? So the first day says yes. Amr, b'yochanam shemir b'meir. Amr, Torah shchot li b'shali v'shalcha b'shalcha. Shecht mine in mine and yours, says Hashem. Meaning, shecht my karbanos inside the base of Megdash, shecht your chulin outside the base of Megdash. Ma shali b'shalcha asur. Just like my karbanos in your outside the base of Megdash is asur. Why? Rashi says, mi yatir hana ashen eser b'mechayim. You know how it's, how do you know that Shchut Echutz is Mutar, is Aser Bahana? Doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, just as Yechayef Karis. How do you know? Because Rashi says, because where does it become Mutar? Acharei She'en Damo Nizrak. There's no Zrikas Adam. Zrikas Adam is what makes a carbon Mutar. So if you don't have Zrikas Adam, because you were Shochet Bachutz, then it's never going to become Mutar. So just like mine in yours, meaning outside is Aser, so Afshalcha Bishali Aser, so to yours and mine is Aser. Chulin Shchutu Ba'azara is Aser. E said, continues the Gemara 1 minute. Ima Shali Bishalcha Nishkares Afshalcha Bishali Onishkares. So why don't you go even further? Just like Shchute Chutz has an Iser Kares, so too you should say Chulin Shchutu Ba'azara has an Iser Kares. So like my answer is no, we don't go that far. Amar Kra. B'al Pesach Oal Moed Lo Hevi'o La'griv Karban Lashem. To the Pesach like Oal Moed, you didn't bring it to bring a karban. Minichras, and he will be cut off. Al karban anish kares, al chumash shlitzchut ba'azara ain anish kares. For the karban, for shchutechut, for shchutechut, there's kares, but not for chumash shlitzchut ba'azara. Lo heavy, oh, you didn't bring it. Only it has this, and not chumash shlitzchut ba'azara. So you compare it to shchutechut. Ask the Gemara 1 minute. So if you say charis is a chilek, so then maybe that should torpedo the whole limud, and therefore you can't learn one from the other. That's why the Gemara is going to go on now. The first day was Rabbi Yochanan, now we're going to have a different day, Abaya, El Amar Abaya, a different makar. But before that, we mentioned another question on this limud, that was from the Tosfos HaRash here. The Tosfos HaRash says, how could you even learn one from the other? What about Ein Onshin Min Hadin? Says the Tosfos HaRash, right? Therefore, even if you want to learn, even if it's a good limud, you can't give a punishment based on a din. So most Rishonim say Yerushim Ben Adin applies to Kal Vachomer. But the Tosfos HaRash obviously is assuming it applies to a Mamatzinu also, because this isn't a Kal Vachomer. Answers the Tosfos HaRash, that principle of Yerushim Ben Adin is only by Bidei Adam. Bezdin cannot give punishment based on a din. But when it comes to Onesh Bezdin, says the Tosfos HaRash, then you would say Onshin Min HaDin. So is there a svar to this? Why you should make a distinction? If you say Onshin Min HaDin, why should there be a chelik? So Rabbi Yosef Engel, another Achronim, but the Lekach Tov in Klal Beis, discusses different reasons for Ein Onshin Min HaDin. What's the reason for it? Either Shamida Mesurakach, Zeros HaKasif, right, the Torah says that this is a way to darshan out psukim, but and mitzvahs, but you can't give an onish based on it. Number two, beis the kivan the halamid b'kavachomer chamid tami menam halamid. Since the kavachomer is always more chamer, he's saying if A gets misa, then surely B should get misa. So then ulai einu mischaper ba'onish hashalom halamid. No, maybe you can't say that because maybe this punishment is not strong enough or stringent enough for the chamer. You think if that gets Misa, surely this should get Misa. Maybe Misa isn't good enough for this one. And therefore, you shouldn't even give it because it's not going to work. V'sarach ha'onesh ha'chamer yosei. You need even a stronger onesh. V'kivah she'im eschaver ba'onesh ha'shalom alamid l'chein ein l'ha'anisho b'chinam. You shouldn't give him a punishment for nothing. She'tachlus kol onesh hu'rak l'kaparas ha'chote. U'kabivor ha'tabib ha'rshah sama gimel. Like in the Marsha in Sanhedrin of Sama Gimel, what does the Marsha say there? The halacha there quoted in the Gemara is that if one gives some of his children to the Moloch, so then they're Chayim Misa. But the Gemara says if you give all your kids to the Moloch, you're not Chayim Misa. Right? Only a Mizar Ola Moloch, for lo kol Zar Ola Moloch. So it's a smag, the Marsha quotes it. What does that mean? If you give all your kids, aren't you worse? So the smag says exactly, you're too worse. Misa's not going to help. This is not going to help, right? And that's what that's the din, right? This is used, right? By the Marsha quotes this smag, and it's used by the Achronim. I think the Kesef Mishnah quotes it. This smag also to interpret Kasher Zaman, right? We pass Kasher Zaman, lo Kasher Asa, Edom Zomim. We do unto them that as they wanted to do. But what if they did already? What if they carried it out? Reuven killed Shimon. And the Edom got, they said Reuven killed Shimon and Reuven, they got Reuven to die. So halacha is, kasher zaman lo kasher asa. Then they don't get the punishment that they were supposed to give. Why not? So the Ramban ala Torah, Baruch Shoftim says, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu would never let Bezin make such an egregious mistake. And if it was carried out, it must be he was Chayav Misa, at least from somewhere else. Even not here. That's right, the Ramban. Elokim Nisa Badas Kel, Kadosh Baruch Hu was in the Bezin, and therefore he wouldn't have let something happen. Or Xeris HaKasif. That's the Ramban. But says the Kesef Mishnah, I think it Hilchos Eitas, quotes the Smag, and says, no, maybe the point is, if they actually carried it out, that's terrible. That's too chamor. It's like all your kids to the Moloch. So therefore, but that's the second svar for why you can't be onish ben adin, because maybe it's not good enough. Or number three, Shema Yesh Percha al Kalvachomer. Who says your Kalvachomer is so logical? You want to say if this, surely this, maybe not. It's based on logic, Kalvachomer, you make up yourself, so therefore, maybe not. So there are a number of nafkaminas he quotes to this to these three reasons. What about onshin min hadin b'mamonis? Didi mamonis. You say onshin min hadin by inflicting a monetary fine. So linei l'tam tamis damida misurakach yishav b'mamon onshin min hadin. If you say it's like zeres hakasav, maybe it's limited. Maybe it's not. Maybe you don't bring it over to didi mamonis because mamon is not really called an onesh. And velo nimsura midas ein onshin min hadin al mamon. Maybe you say that. And if you say that it's too chamor, so then, right, that you don't know. So what do you mean? It's not shaykh to mamonis. Because at least pay half of what you're chayef to pay. So you can't pay the whole thing. At least pay half. But if you say the reason because there's a pircha, so maybe there'd be a pircha here too, and maybe you wouldn't be able to instill it. So, but another nafkamina he says is, do you apply it to mamatzinus, right? Not just kavachomers, right? If you say it's a midah, so then it should apply also there too. But if you say it's because you don't know if it's worse, so by mamatzinu, you're not saying it's worse; you're just comparing the two. So then maybe you should apply onshu min adin. But if you say it's a pircha, maybe you can find the pircha too, right? Like here, we found the pircha. So again, that's another, you can look there in Klal Beis for more discussion of onshin min hadin. Okay. It says the Gemara, El Amar Abaye Mehacha, 10 lines up. So, a second makar for how do you know? Chuvat Shishchu Tu Ba'azari is Asr Bahana. Vishach Tu, Vishachat Oso, Vishachat Oso. Three psukim about shechting it. Tlasa Kra Yisere, right? Three extra psukim. These are all by shechting a regular carbon, right? Shalosh Parshias, right? By the carbon shlamim. In Vayikra, Perak Aleph is Ola, Perak Beis is Mincha, Perak Gimel is Shlamim. So this is all Shlamim. So, the three extra psukim. So, Matam Alom, right? What are the extra psukim teaching me? Lafisha Nemar, Ki Yirchak Mimcha, Hamakom, Vizavachta. When it's too far for you, and you could shecht, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu gives the heter of shechting outside the Mikdash, or the Mishkan, Berichek Makom Atazaveach, Vyatazaveach Makom Karov, you should shecht far away, and not shecht close by. Berichek Yirchak Mimcha, you can shecht your chulin animals, Berichek Makom, and not Bekir of Makom, not in the Beis HaMikdash. Prat, Lechulish Shaloishkhatu Bazaras. That's teaching me that you can't shecht chulin in the Beis HaMikdash. V'ein Liela Tvimim, Habruin the Karev, Lukarev. So fine, I know that Tumim animals, perfect animals without a mum, they can't be shechted in the Beis HaMikdash. It's a meaning, because this is like fit to be on the Mizbeach. So therefore, it's like an insult to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you're shechting a chulin animal that could be used on the Mizbeach, you shecht that in the Azara, that's terrible. But what about a Baal Mum? Baal Mum, this is in Shayach to be shechted on the Mizbeach. So maybe that's not so bad. Maybe that, how do you know that also cannot be shechted in the Azara? So Marbani is Bali Mum Mishkim in the Machshir. No, come on. It's Baal Mum is also an animal. It's also the same kosher animal. So what? That it has a mum. But it's still a kosher animal, so that's automatically included. Minayin L'Rabos is a chaya. How do I know that even a chaya, the wild animal, chayas are not nuhukrav on the Mizbeach? How do I know that those could, a tzvi and an ayal, I don't know, they also have an issur of chulish shkutu bazara. Marbani is a chaya, shiba shchita kebehema, also misvara. Both get shchita, so if it's an issue of shchita bazara, so it should be the same thing. Minayin L'Rabos is a ofos, how do I know about birds? Right, birds don't have the same type of shchita as other animals. Rashi quotes on the first white line, Shein shchitasan mefureshes b'Torah. Doesn't say shchita mefuresh in the Torah by birds, so therefore maybe it has a different halacha. So tabalomar v'shachtu v'shacharoso v'shacharoso. That's why it has all three. It says all three of these lashonos to include even birds. Rashi quotes why do you need all three? One for birds, one for nisra achila b'diyeved, and another one. Rashi quotes. So let's continue reading the Gemara though. Yochal lo yishchav v'pshachad yei mutter. I might think that fine. You can't shecht these animals in the azara, but if you did, it'll be mutter. It's not mutter. It's not asur b'ana. Tamalomar kirchak b'mcha makom v'zavachta v'yachalta. If you shecht it far away, meaning outside the Azara, you could shecht it and then you could eat it. What you shecht far away, you could eat. But you cannot eat what you shecht b'makom karov in the Azara. Prat l'chulin shishkutu b'azara, excluding this. So now the same thing. I only know there's an Isser Hana by Tamimim. Same thing. Shaklavatarya. Minan l'rabbas is achaya, marbani is achaya, shehi b'shchita kebehe. You include Bali Mumim because it's also the same type of animal. You include a chaya because it's like shchita. It's like an animal. It also gets shchita. Right? The opposite is the v'shachadoso. Right? So that's the second shachadoso to teach me not only is it usher to shech the birds in the Azara, but it's also usher b'hana. You might think that it's only usher b'achila, but it's mutter b'hana. Right? You can give it to the dogs like nevela. No, the pasuk says by nevela, la'kelav tashlichin oso. It. Right, you could throw in the nevela to the dogs. Oso atamashlech lekalav. The nevela you could throw to the dogs. V'yatamashlech chulin shishkutu bazara. But you don't throw chulin shishkutu bazara to the dogs, and therefore we have our makoros to tell me that chulin shishkutu bazara is aser b'hana'a. Aser b'hana'a. Okay, Rashi quotes exactly the Gemara in Chulin about what is the how do you learn the entire pasuk by nevela? We're not going to do it now, but that's the Rashi quotes here. Gets a little bit into Ben Pakua. an animal that is inside, once you shecht the mother animal, what about the fetus inside? Is that fetus hutar without shechita? What happens if it sticks out a limb before the shechita takes place? That's what Rashi says that the pasuk is referring to in Maseches Chul. Okay, let's continue. Ashkachinu mar Yehuda l'Rav Yosef ul Rashmul b'rei d'Rava. The Rabbi Bar Bachana. So Mar Yehuda found these rabbis. Davi Kaimi Epischa Debei Rabba. They found him sitting on the doorsteps in front of Rabbi's Yeshiva. Amar Lahu, he said to them, Tanya Hamakadish Bepeter Chamor Bebasa Bechalav Ubuchul Neshishkutu Bazara. If you're Makadish with all these three, Reb Shimon Omer Mekudeshes. Reb Shimon says you are Mekudeshes in all these cases. Why? We already had on yesterday's daf. Reb Shimon holds Peter Chamor is not Aser Bahana. We hold Basa B'chalav is out of Sabana. So the only new thing we're adding here is the third one. Chulin Shadish Kutu Bazara. Reb Shimon Omer Mekudeshes. Racham Omer Inim Kudeshes. So Alma, what do you see? Chulin Shadish Kutu Bazara. Reb Shimon Lav Daraisa. It must be the Isser of Chulin Shadish Kutu Bazara is not a Daraisa according to Reb Shimon. Right? So it sounds that's what it sounds like from this Gemara. Veraminu. Let's finish and then there's what to talk about in Tosos. Veraminu. But didn't we learn in a different Braisa? Reb Shimon Omer, Chulin Shechutu Bazara Yisarfu. That Chulin Shechutu Bazara has to be burned. Vechein Chaya Shechutu Bazara. And also, even if you shut the Chaya in the Azara, they both have to be burned. So Rashi quotes, the fact that you have to bury or burn an item that was Aser must be an Issa Durabanan. Must be an Missa Durabanan. Must be Durabanan. There's no, Mita Raisa, what do you have to burn? To bring me the raisa. So maybe Rabbi Yehuda says chametz, right? Rabbi Yehuda, Amir chametz al b'sreifa. But what else do you have to burn me the raisa? Most items are aser, and Chazal, the Rabbanan said, these items you have to burn, and these items you have to bury. It's the last mission of Maseches Temura. So that you don't come to be nechshal in them. That's why you have to bury them, and you have to burn them. Right? Kilei Akerem, you have to burn. But other Seir Nazir, you have to burn. But most other Isuri Hanot, there's no mitzvah to burn them, daraisa. No mitzvah to burn them. It becomes aser. What? Arla, there's a mitzvah to burn? What? Seir Nazir is part of the Avodah. You have to burn it, but that's a different, right? You have to burn it for a different reason, but it's part. It's still you have to, yeah, you throw it under the dud of the Zerah B'Sheila. So says the so Rashi explains, if you have to burn it, you have to say that the Yisr was Daraisa. If you have to even burn Chaya, even a Chaya, if the Rabbanan extended it to a Chaya, it must be at least the main Isser was Daraisa, or else you wouldn't have such an extension. That's what Rashi says. In the last five lines of that long Rashli of Yisrafu, Rashi says, Elavada Isur Minatora, Visrei Fasa Midivrei Sofer. It must be the Isser of Chulun Shuzu Bazar is Daraisa, and the burning is Midir Rabbanan. Bibehema Gazar Dilmasa the Mimar Kashim Sulun Lukfura, Vatare Mar Yisrafu. The Chazal said, yeah, you should burn it because you don't want to be nechshal. V'chayinami gazru, and it must be by a chaya. They also were nigzar, so lo plug. You don't make any distinctions. But so that, what do you see here? If Reb Shimon says you have to burn chul and shechut bazar, it must be the main isser was the oraisa. So that's stira to the first Reb Shimon where he says you can get married. You can get married with chul and shechut bazar. So ishtiku. So these great rabbis in front of Rabba's Beis Medrash were quiet. They didn't have an answer. Also, l'kamei de Rabba. So they went in front into Rabba. They went into the Rebbe. They said, "Oh, do you have an answer?"
If you can get married, it's daraisa.
If you can,
the whole
mitzvah of Sreifa. But to include, Rashi says, if they go across the board, that you would even say chaya is aser, and it has to be burned. So it must be that the iser itself must have been an iser daraisa, because they wouldn't go that far in their worry in their mitzvah drabanan if the iser wasn't daraisa. So they were quiet. They didn't know how to answer the stira. Also, the kami de Rabba amalahu. Rabba says palga ukminchi. Right? What's palga ukminchi? Right? This guy who always argues stumped you. This is what you should say. You know what the case is where he says it would work? Where you shechted chulin ba'azara, but it ended up being a treifa. It wasn't a good shechita. Reb Shimon l'taymeh, and it's Reb Shimon l'shitaso. The Tanya, Reb Shimon says, all of a shas, shechita she'ena ru'uya is not a shechita. Hashochet is a treifa. If you shecht a known treifa, or hashochet v'chena choshochet v'nimseis treifa, zev is a chulin ba'azara. Those are called both chulin bazar. That's the Tanakama. Reb Shimon matir bana. Reb Shimon allows it because it's not called a shchid. The shchid shein ruya, and that's why Reb Shimon says it by shchidas dalad vehei. Right, you're not going to be chayav dalad vehei if because it's a shchid shein ruya. If you shecht it on oso ves bino, right? If you shecht a mother and a child on the same day, it's not going to be chayav because Reb Shimon says a shchidas shein ruya is lav shma shchita. The chacham mostrim, the chacham argue. They say no, it is a good shchita. It's still a shchita even if it's in a ruya. It's not going to bring a heter. Period.
If you know that a carbon is a
treifa before you amakdish it?
One of the cases here is that your shochet is a treifa, right?
Right, your shochet is a treifa. Known.
And it's talking about a carbon.
We're talking about chulin bazar here. We're talking about chulin bazar. Okay, period. The big question that Rishonim ask on this Gemara is on the... in the top Tosfos, right? What is it mashma from this Gemara? That if something would be also daraisa, that's when you wouldn't be able to get married with it. But if it's also means you're a banan, it sounds like you would be. But 1 minute, many of us are familiar with the Gemara in the first parak of Pesachim. If you try to get married with chametz in the sixth hour on Erev Pesach, the sixth hour, chametz is only asumi drabanan, only after the sixth hour, achilik is asa daraisa. So the Gemara says, a makadish b'chite kirdunaisa, ain't choshen l'kidushin. Right? No marriage. So it sounds like from that Gemara that an isa drabanan, it wouldn't work either. So Tosfos answers first skinny line. Maybe Tosfos says maybe there's a difference between an item that's darabanan, but at least it's shows daraisa there. Shows daraisa. What is shows daraisa there? It's a big question in the Rishonim there. We're not going to go into it so much. Whether there's only one, what's the darabanan there? Hamachadish bikichite kudonaisa. Are we talking about later in the day on Erev Pesach? But the chametz is only chametz darabanan. Or is it a double drabanan? It's chametz drabanan and an hour's drabanan. That's a big discussion in Rashi and Tosfos and the Ritva there in Maseches Pesachim. So Tosfos is of the opinion that it's one daraisa. There's one daraisa there. It's one drabanan, meaning it shows daraisa. That's how Tosfos answers the question. There is something daraisa. The Rush here says maybe the difference is that there is at least chametz is at least ikaro min haTorah. Even if you want to say it's purely drabanan, but yesh l'ikar min haTorah. Meaning the later hours, right? Why the Rabbanan make hour 6 Asur? Why? Because it's going to lead up to the Isser Daraisa. Says the Rush. Let me find the Rush. V'yesh l'chalik b'shib d'chamis b'pesach yikara mi daraisa. Avachul l'shesh chud b'azar l'r b'shibin kol yisur mi d'Rabbanan. Chul l'shesh b'azar is totally d'Rabbanan. So just to add a little depth to this line of the Rush, right? The Rush says that it's Ikaru Daraisa, and the Shita Lanod Lami says the same thing, that it's the Ikar is. Maybe you can add on the Briska Rav. The Briska Rav in Hilchas Chametz. The Briska Rav points out that if you look in the Rambam, when he talks about hour 5 and hour 6 on Erev Pesach, there seems to be somewhat of a difference. We know, we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda in the first parak. Rabbi Yehuda says that after the fourth hour, Chametz is usher to eat, but you can still get benefit from it. Right, that's on all the zmanim on the shul. Sov zman achila is the end of the fourth hour. But you still get benefit from it. By the end of the fifth hour, it's already aser bahana midrabanan. That's when it says sov zman burning. And then you have the sixth hour, which is aser bahana midrabanan. So there's really different stages. The fifth hour is aser ba'achila. The sixth hour is aser bahana midrabanan. And after the sixth hour, everything is aser daraisa. So that everybody agrees to. But says the Briska Rav, if you look in the Rambam, it sounds like he's seeing a difference fundamentally in Lumdus between hour 5 and 6, even though they're both the Rabbanan. Because the Rambam, if you look at the order, first of all, the order the Rambam discusses it, the Rambam talks about hour 6, then hour 7, then hour 5. If you look in the Rambam, Menachos Chametz, Perek Aleph, Halacha Tes, number 1. Number 2, he says, if you eat chametz during these Rabbanan hours, you get Malkus Mardus. Only in hour 6, but not in hour 5. Right, so what should be the difference? Right, but they're both the Aser Midrabanan. So says the Briska Rav, there's a difference. Hour 6, the hour right before the Isser Daraisa kicks in, the Rabbanan made an Isser Chefza. They extended the Isser of Chametz an hour earlier. Mashaiki, in hour 5, it's an Isser Gavro. Chazal said, don't eat Chametz. Don't eat this. It's not Chametz yet. Don't eat it. Don't eat it. It's an Isser Gavra. So that's why you only get Malkus in hour 6. And that's why he talks about hour 6 and 7, because the hour 6, the Chefza, that's the extension of the real Chametz. And hour 5 is just an Isser Gavra. Don't eat Chametz. That's the Briska Rav in Aleph Tes in Hilchos Chametz. So maybe that could be a little depth to the Bira that Rav this Rush. By Chametz, it's Isser Ikara Min HaTorah. What does that mean? It means it flows, especially in hour 6, it's an Isser Chefza. So therefore, it's just like the Isser Daraisa. Masha Enkein, if you say, by Chulin Shishu the Bazara, it's purely an Isser Gavra. Many other Rishonim say that really, Lamaisa, if it's Usser to use, You know, the Avi Miluim says this, the Rav Elchanan talks about this. It should be usur, the condition shouldn't work. Because Lamaisa, you can't use it. What did he give her of usable, right? He didn't give her anything to use. So therefore, many have to try to come up and say why that the case of the rule should be the rule of Maseches Psachim, that it shouldn't be good because Lamaisa, you can't use it. What does it mean here? Why would it be okay if it's not good Midrabanan? But that's the real problem they're coming with, but that was two answers. Tosfos is one answer, the Rosh is another answer with the Gris. The Rambam is unclear exactly what his Shita is. All the Rishonim get into the act. What exactly does the Rambam hold? One Drabanan, two Drabanans. You can look there in the beginning of Maseches Psachim. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Machron Mekidesh B'dmei Mekudeshes, by the two dots. If you took any of these Yisuri Hanah, says the Mishnah, and you sold them, so then and you take that money to get married, that's fine, because the Isser does not transfer to the money in any of these cases. So how do you know that? Minalan, how do you know the Isser does not transfer in any of these cases? Because by Avodah Zarah it says it transfers. V'hayisa Chayrim Kamahu. It, that you, which you switch with Avodah Zarah, is Chayrim, is also like it. So Kol Sha'atam Mahayeh Himena Hariyu Kamahu. Everything that you're Mahayeh, that you create from the Avodah Zarah, that's like it. Michal, the Chol Yisrael Shabbat Torah Shara, but everything else is Mutter. Only Avodah Zarah, the Isser transfers, but not by everything else. V'nei lof minah, why don't you learn it from Avodah Zarah to everything else? Mishum, that we have Avodah Kochavim v'Shvias Shneksu v'Nabon Ke'echad. Because Avodah Zarah and Shvias are two limudim that teach you the same thing. V'chol Shneksu v'Nabon Ke'echad ein melamdim. And two psukim that teach you the same thing you don't learn from. Where are the makaros? Avodas kochavim huda amran. We already said the avodas zara. Shvius mahi. What's the makar that shvius? Right? Shmita fruit. If you buy shmita fruit, then the kedusha transfers to the money. Mahi. There's an iser to do schora. But if you somehow transfer it. So yovel hi kodesh tiyalachem. Because it says kodesh tiyalachem. It should be kodesh to you. Ma kodesh tovitz is damav. Just like hektish grabs its dame, meaning it transfers the kedusha to the money. Av shvius tofes its dame, so to shvius is tofes its dame. So, says the Gemara, 1 minute. Ima kodesh tofes its dame, yezel chulin. But if you switch the kedusha from a carbon, the carbon becomes chulin, and only the money is kadosh. So, av shvius tofes its dame, yezel chulin. So, why don't you say the same thing about shmita fruit? And we know that doesn't apply. Shmita fruit, even if you switch it onto money, they both have the kedusha. Tamalomar tihiya, bahavayasa tehei. Tihiyah means the shmita fruit will always be, remain, have the kedusha. Ketzad, so what's the halacha by shmita fruit? The follows, lacha beper shvias basar, if you buy meat with fruit of shvias, elu ve'elu misbarim shvias, then they both are subject to biur. Biur, meaning getting rid of it in some way, machlokas ramam ravid ramban, what does it mean to get rid of it? The ramban says it just means to be mafkirit, the ramam says you have to burn it, the ravid says there are two stages. Either way, biur reflects kedusha of the fruit at the different stages of when it's no longer available in the field. So, if you buy meat with shvita fruit, then they both have kedusha b'shvias. B'basar dagim, if you then take that meat and buy fish, so then yatsa basar nechlesu dagim, and the meat leaves kedusha, and the fish go in. B'dagim yayin, yasu dagim nechles yayin, so the wine takes the place. B'yayin shemen, yasu yayin nechles shemen. Hakei said, what's the rule? Achron achron itvas b'shvias u'peri atzmo asar. The fruit of shvias always remain the kedusha, and then the last item that you switched has the kedusha. So that's why, that's the makar that shvias retains its kedusha, the fruit, and the last item also. So let's just finish first, then we'll talk more about it. This works according to the Peshitta that says, if you have two things that teach you the same thing, you can't learn it to outside of it. Right? We discussed this back on Daf Mem Gimel, I think, towards the beginning of the parak, about Ein Shleichus V'Aveira. But there is a Tana that says you can learn it from two. So Miut Iksiv, you know, each one has a specific Miut by that context. Iksiv Hacha Ki Cheirem Hu. It is a cheirem. V'ksiv hasam by Avodah Zarah, and v'ksiv hasam yovel hi midyachini lo. Only it has kedusha, but nothing else. Period. So the issue of shmita being tofes dameha is very halacha lamaisa, as we know. Many of the posts discuss. It could be a lot of people who either don't hold the hilchas shmita, don't know hilchas shmita, or just circulate their shmita money that they switch. It could be there's a lot of shmita money in all the stores. So could there be even a majority of Kedusha Shemitah money? So then you can't even say Bittul B'Rov. So what are you supposed to do with all the money? So the Poskim discussed this. And the Chazon Ish writes that maybe you have a solution. You have a solution. And maybe because really, he points out part of it, but really there are three ways that the money that you use to buy something that belongs to Shemitah does not get Kedusha. There are three ways. And one of them is how many transactions happen in this country. And that is on credit. On credit, b'hakafa. Right? It's a beferish, a gemara in Abu Dazara, daf samach beis, that if it's on credit, if you don't pay until after you consume the fruit, only later you pay a month later, that it does not get its kedusha. That's what Gemara says in Abu Dazara, daf samach beis. And that's what the Chazanish says. V'nira de mochar b'hakafa. Yesh lo hakel kedas tosfas, the kiva de shriyas b'zman azed de rabbanan, u'bishal sofrim halach achar amekel. And therefore, that saves a lot of the problems, sometimes not, but that at least, you don't have to say it's a rove, because there's a lot that you pay with on credit, a lot of the stores, you pay on credit, a lot of the makolas, you just have a...
So what's the money that you're talking about?
What's the money? If you would give actual money for...
But I'm saying, but if it's on credit, there's no...
See, so later, when you eventually pay, that money does not have pay Kedusha Shvius.
It's all...
It's all on the computer. It's all on the computer. It all goes into the bank account. But either way, if it's on credit, then it doesn't get kedusha. The two other ways that we solve the problem, and that is number one, b'matana. If you give a matana, then obviously there's no money involved. But the other one is b'havla. That's how we all bought. Those who bought esrogim from shvius, you bought the dalad minim set. I'm giving you 150 shekel for the set. And that's for the lulav and the adasim and the aravis. And the esrog you're thrown in for nothing. Right? It's bahavla. Right? I'm not focusing on that. Or you're giving that to me as a present. Either way, that's another way to solve the problem of Peir Shvius, of the money of Shvius having Kedusha. Either way, so that was a lamaisak, another couple of months, and none of this will be an issue for another 7 years.
Can you be Mekadesh with
Peir Shvius? So we discussed that. We had a Mishnah about the man who tried to get married 5 women. Right, 5 women, and then there was Shel Shvius, there was Shel Hefker. So I think we said, yeah, it would have been, because it's Hefker, but it comes yours enough to get married with. Says the next Mishnah, HaMekadosh b'shumas u'maisres u'matanos, if somebody tries to get married with Truma and Meiser and any other Matnas Kahuna, right? Matnas Kahuna, this is what Rashi says, the Zerol L'chaim and the Keva, right? The three parts of the animal that you give from a Chulin animal to the Kohen, right? There's a Perek in Chulin called Perek HaZroa, HaZroa L'chaim V'keva. And ubemechatas, or you try to use the water that the ashes of the paraduma were mixed into. Ube efrachadas, or the ashes themselves. In all these cases, harei zum kudeshes, the marriage works, va'afilu Yisrael, even a Yisrael who uses these. Why? Rashi explains, according to this opinion, this is tovas hana'a. Tovas hana'a means the rights I have to give something to somebody. Meaning a Yisrael has Tovas Hana and Truma. Even though he can't eat Truma, but he has Tovas Hana, so he can decide which Kohen to give it to. So, is Tovas Hana a Mamon? The fact that I could choose who I want to give it to, is that called a monetary right or not? Could I put a value on it? So, you know it's Erev Shabbos. Right? So, says Rashi, that's the issue going on here. What's the Machlokas about? Whether Tovas Hana is Mamon? Everybody agrees it's a right. But the question is, does it translate into a monetary asset? That's the machlokas. That's how the Achronim term it. Yes, it's a right, but is it mamon? Is it a monetary asset or not? So says the Gemara, Amar Ula Tovas Hana Eina Mamon. Ula says it's not money. So yes, from the Mishnah, Eitzer Yerbi Abla Ula Hamakatz Mishumazu Maestros Umatanos Mechadas Befer Parharizim Kodesh Nafili Yisrael. What do you mean? It says Yisrael could be even get married with it. So doesn't that show Tovas Hana is mamon? So Amar Lei, no. You know what our Mishnah is talking about? Hacha B'Yisrael Shenaflu Lo Tevalim Mibeis Avi Imo Kohen. Talking about a Yisrael whose mother was a Bas Kohen. So he inherited true Tevel from his grandfather. Inherited Tevel from his grandfather who was a Kohen. V'kasavar, in the opinion of our Mishnah, holds Matana Shlo Hermu Kamisha Hermu Damien. Even if you have Tevel, you didn't take off Truma yet, it's as if you took off the Truma yet. And therefore, says this guy's grandfather in the Mishnah was a Kohen, he had Tevel, it's as if he took off the Truma already, and therefore he owns it, because he's a Kohen. So it's monetarily his, so when he yarshes it down to his son is allowed to sell it to a Kohen. He doesn't have to give it to a Kohen. And that's why, even if you hold Tovas Hana in a Mamon, in our Mishnah, that's what we're talking about. That type of case. The Rashi has a lashon here, Rashi in the second wide line, hol ba'omedes litrom. Since you're about to be tarim it, right, so it's as if kamisha her mudamim. So the Sharman Sanab Alacha points out that this fits in nicely to a tshuva of Chassam Sofer. That if you're about to do something, it's as if it happened already. Chassam Sofer has a tshuva where he was asked, al das kalos, shetovlos v'sarosein aruchos. There is a minog in certain Hasidic circles for the kala to shave her head the day after the wedding. Right? Certain Hasidic circles, they do that. So the Chassam Sofer was asked, if you say that, so then the day before when she goes to the mikvah, isn't the Hachatzitza? Because Seir HaOmi Ligzos Kagaz is dummy. Right? So don't you say that? So the Chassam Sofer answers no. Because it's not Omi Ligzos yet. Because nobody shaves it before the first bia. Before the first night, not until the next morning. And the Dafka wanted on at the wedding. They wanted on. So it's not Omi Ligzos because it's not ready. It's not Omi to happen. There's something that's going to happen before that. So therefore, he says, I'll bring you the greatest raya. Seir Nazir. Seir Nazir. The Seir Nazir is going to shave his head, but he's not allowed to shave his head until it goes to parts of the Avoda. So therefore also, you see, it's not Omi Ligzos unless there's nothing in between and you're about to do it. So the Sharm Sina Malacha says, oh, like this Rashi, it's Omi Ligzos. There's nothing stopping. There's nothing stopping the Hafrasha from happening right now. Okay, says the Gemara, four lines from the bottom. Boy, Minir Bechir Barav and Mirafuna. Tovas and Amamon, Eino Mamon, the Shaila. Do you say it's Mamon or not? Amalaita need to our Mishnah. Makaz, if you was a Maizu, Matar is a paper, Mechaz is a paper, Hapara, Harizum, Kodesh is a Philly Israel, even a Jew. Omerle, 1 minute. The Lav Nukimna be Israel, Shanafla, Tol Mesav, Yemo Kohen. Didn't we just have an Ukimta to say that you don't have to say it's going according to the opinion of Mamon? Amalle, Hutsat. You are a Hutsaa. What does that mean? Ichsef, he was embarrassed. By that, he thought he was insulting him. He thought he was saying he got the wrong pshat, and therefore, how could he say such a thing? And that's what he was like saying, you're thrown out. No, this is what I meant. The one from Hutzah says like you. You're like a Hutzian in this regard. You gave a good answer. Okay. Let's say this is a machlokas tanaim. Whether tovas hana mamon or eino mamon, hagoni tivlo shal chaveiro. If I steal the tevel of my friend, mishalim lo dmei tivlo shal chaveiro divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says you have to pay the entire amount back. Let's say it's not here anymore. I steal $200 worth of tevel, I have to pay $200 back. Rebbe Yosef bar Yehuda omer, eino mishalim elo dmei chulin shabo. No, I only have to pay back the chulin amount. So my labak kemiflegi. What's the machlokas about? The marasar tovas hana mamon, marasar tovas hana eino mamon. Is it considered that I stole the truma from you because you had tovas hana in it? The choice to which coin to give it to? Isn't that what they're arguing about? Somewhere it says maybe not. Four other possibilities. What the machlokas might be about? Number two, which is really number one, other choice. The kuli amal tovas hana eino mamon. Everybody agrees it's not money. V'hacha the machlokas is b'tfalim shenafel lo mbeis avi imo kohen. The case is where he stole it from Yisrael, whose grandfather Yarshined it to him. The machlokas is, do you look at it as if the grandfather already owned the truma before he was mafresh it? That's possibility number two.
He stole it and he and really owned it. And he had power to sell it. Then why is he?
But still, but if you say lav kamisha urban damian, then he did not have the power to sell it, because the grandfather did not was not mafresh it yet, so it was not considered the grandfather's yet. Vibayasema, possibility number three. To kuli ama kibisha rumudami, but dovas not eno mamon. Vahacha bid the shmuel kamiflagi. The machlokas is about Shmuel. To my Shmuel, famous line of Shmuel. Chita achas poteris zakri. Really, how much truma do you have to give? Maestro, you have to give a tenth. Truma doesn't say in the Torah. So we say 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th. Right, depending on how nice of a guy you are. But really, Shmuel says one chita. One grain is enough. One grain is enough. So Demar Yisle de Shmuel, Malas de Shmuel. So according to Rebbe, who says you have to pay back everything because he owes like Shmuel. Therefore, basically, you have to pay back everything because he could have gotten out of Shuma with nothing. And the other opinion does not hold like Shmuel. We'll talk about that more in a minute. Vibay Yisle de Kol Yam, Malas de Shmuel. Other number four, maybe nobody holds like Shmuel. Bacha Hayda Time of the Rebbe Katakansu Raivan Laganov. Maybe the question is, do you have a Knas here? He stole. We're not going to let him get away with it. So make him pay the whole thing. Vibay Yisle de Kol Yam, Islo de Shmuel. Or everybody holds like Shmuel. Bacha Hayda Time of the Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda. Why does Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda say you have to pay back? You don't have to pay back everything. To consider Rabban Labala bias. To the Vibay Lil Shu Yilu Tivlei. What do you have tevel in your house for? Right when you have tevel in your house, you have to get rid of it. You have to be mafresh it. So we're koneis him the other way. Really, he should pay back the whole thing. Period. So there's a huge discussion in the poskim here. First, the Tosfos Rid. Good discussion. Number one, this is probably one of the most quoted Tosfos Rids in Maseches Kedushin. Tosfos Rid, the Note of Yehuda first. The Note of Yehuda in Yoredeya Simin Reish Aleph. I thought of something that nobody in the history of the world has ever thought of. Says the Tosfos Rid. Lo matzasi zeh. Adavar chadash lo kadmani bazeh shum mefarish o posek. He didn't have a Tosfos Rid. Says the Note of Yehuda, when Shmuel says chita achas pateres zakri, that just means that the tevel loses its shame tevel, but you did not do the mitzvah of giving truma. It says nesina. You have to give truma. That's not a nesina. Chita achas is not a nesina. You have to give something chashuv. Says the Noda Behuda, he brings rise to this. That's the basic idea. There's a hafrasha, that's a hafrasha, but it's not a nesina. Tosfos Rid says a mefurish on our daf. Exactly what he says. Right? He didn't have a Tosfos Rid. We're zochet to have a Tosfos Rid. Afal gav she mitzvah so bakach. Im eino roti l'kayim mitzvah zu, v'tarim chita achas b'kol akri, nitkan v'yasim edei tivlo, ela shalo kiyem mitzvahs nesina. Mamas, the same exact lashon of the Noda B'Yehuda. Right? That's it. You didn't do the mitzvah. So it's a machlokas between there's a hafrasha and a nesina. This fits into a major discussion in the poskim, whether hafrasha and nesina of truma are two separate mitzvahs or not. The Rambam counts one mitzvah. The Ramban counts two separate mitzvahs, being mafresh truma and giving truma. So he emphasizes, like that Tosfos Rid. Do you have to say the Rambam, who only counts one, is not like the Tosfos Rid? That's the machlokas in the Nosei Kelim on the Sefer HaMitzvahs and Shoresh Yud Beis. Right? Do you say, because the Rambam only counts one, so is the Iker the Nesina or the Hafrasha, or are they both two parts of one coin? So that's a beautiful discussion in the Leif Sameach, the Marganisa Tava, right? The different Achronim on the Shoresh Yud Beis, they all have opposite understandings of the Rambam. Really, the Nesina is the Iker, and the Hafrasha just leaves up to it. Really, the Hafrasha is the Iker, and the Nesina is the Gemar Hafrasha. Right? Beautiful Lashonos in the Sefer HaMitzvahs on the Rambam. But either way, that fits in to this discussion. One other discussion that connects, but also fits in, what is the last line that we just read say? He shouldn't have kept Tevel in his house. There is a famous Shita of the Taz. The Taz says in Yaradeya, in Simen Aleph in Yaradeya, that even if you have no plans to eat from your field, there's a mitzvah to be mafresh shumas or maisers. You have no plans to eat from it, but there's a mitzvah to be mafresh. That's the Shita of the Taz. There's Rebbe Eger there. He says, what are you talking about? Can you say that? No, he's not. If you have no plans to eat from it, so leave it b'tevel. Leave it b'tevel. You don't want to be mocked to anybody. You close it up. Nobody goes in. But of course, he quotes the Magen Avram. Right? There's no mitzvah unless you are partaking of it. So that is a discussion, whether there's a mitzvah of hafrasha, even separate from the... You don't want to eat it. So let's say you don't need it as a matir. Is it just a mitzvah? So that's also a discussion of the Taz and Yeridei and Simon Aleph in Sifka and Yudzayin and the Taz and Reb Kiva Eger there. But again, that relates. Is there a mitzvah of Nesina separate from the idea of Hafrasha, which is Masak in your Kri?
What if it's a
Sada
Shal
Orla? What if it's a Sada Shal Orla? There's nothing. It's all Asurbana. Everything's Asur.
So there's obviously no mitzvah.
No, there's no mitzvah to anything. So Tanan says the Mishnah. Right, quoting our Mishnah, there's a Mishnah in Bechoros. Hanotos chaladun. If you take money to judge, do you not betalim? Then we throw your decisions out. Lahaid. If you take money to give testimony, even true testimony, edusa betela. You throw out your edus. Lahazos lakadesh. If a coin takes money to sprinkle or to create. Lakadish, to create the ashes of the paraduma with the water, memav me ma'ara, ve'ifar ifar makle. His ashes are like garbage ashes, and his water is like water from a cave, meaning it does not have kedusha. So what do you see from there? If you take money, if you get any hana'ah from the hazah and the kiddush, then it's nothing. So how could our Mishnah say that you could use these to get married with? You're not like a hana'ah from them. And it says the Gemara, Abaya, Lokasha, Kan Bishar Ba Umilui, Kan Bishar Hazav Akidish. Did you take money to actually do the Avoda, to be Makadish and to sprinkle it, or to just schlep it to the base of Migdash? So, just schlepping it, that's what our Mishnah is talking about. Dekanami is even a riot, Diktani, because what does our Mishnah say? Hacha, B'mechata Zube Efer Parah. It says to use the Chazan Efer Parah, Diktani Asam, and in the Mishnah there it says, Lahazos Ulakadish. Shmamina. It says to actually do the avoda, not just to carry and schlep the items. Hadron lechit pekadesh. Let's just do the next Mishnah. Third parak. Omer lechaver tzeva kadesh leisha plonis. Reuven tells Shimon, go marry me, that woman. V'alav akisha la'atzma mukudashes l'sheni. And Shimon goes and says, Harai mukudashes? Li. Ha ha. Right? Married to the second one. Tough luck on the Mishalech. V'chein omer leisha harai mukudashes l'vachar shloshim yom. Also, man says, a woman, you're married to me after 30 days. U'bach evi kitcha l'putosh shloshim yom. She accepts kedushin within 30 days from somebody else. Mukudashes l'sheni. It works. She's married to the second one. Because the second one got in before the first one. Bas yisrael l'koin tocha b'truma. And if the second one is a kohen, she can even eat truma. Case 3, me'achshav ulachar shloshim yom, u'b'achar v'kishav b'tol shloshim yom. If he says me'achshav ulachar shloshim yom, so it's unclear what that means, and she accepts a kedusha from somebody in the middle, mukudeshes v'nei mukudeshes, that's a suffix. Well, we'll see, we don't know what he meant. And therefore, by Yisrael l'kohen, by Yisrael l'Yisrael, l'tachav b'shruma, either way she cannot eat shruma. Ask Tosfos in the Vim Toma, what's the chiddush? If he goes and marries for himself instead of the Mishalech, obviously. So the answer is no. Maybe if he goes to her and says, you know what, I'm here for the Mishalech to get married to you. Okay, you ready? Harim Gudesh is Lee! So you might see he was just talking about the Mishalech. So maybe it doesn't work. Kamash Malan, you don't say that. But the poskim, the Ritva says the chiddush is you might say that because he acted improperly, we might say afke inhu. Kamash Malan, we don't say afke inhu, and we allow the marriage to go through. That's the chiddush, says the Ritva. But the interesting discussion in the poskim is that if the shliach made a mistake, he meant to say Leruven, and he said leave by mistake, so then obviously it doesn't work for him, and it works for Ruven because he just made a mistake. You don't have any das. And the Taz on Shulchan Aruch says, and this is why, let's say you have a Masada Kedushin saying, repeat after me. Hare, hare, at, at. Mekudeshes, li, li. She's not married to the rabbi. Right? Not married to the rabbi because the rabbi has no das when he says li. Some, most rabbis would say li. Right? He wouldn't say li. When it says, say li, say li. Right? And he says, say li. Right? So you have to know, you have the card. But again, that's why even if the rabbi says li, says the Taz, you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry, he violated Chayin Rabbeinu Gershom. It's okay, and he is only married to the Masada Kedushin. There's no Nesin Asmos, but maybe somebody gave it, maybe on behalf of him. Right, right, the Chad, right, the Masada Kedushin did not give it. Shliach. Okay, we'll stop here. Enjoy Ani Mahabich Becharara, that's tomorrow's daf. And Asi Dibur Mavatel Dibur. Right, a lot going on tomorrow. And Hashem, we'll pick up on Hashem Sunday.